This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. There's growing financial strain and displeasure in the state's individual health insurance market. That's according to a new analysis. About 7% of Coloradans get their coverage through the state marketplace rather than through a job or a public program like Medicaid. The Colorado Health Institute conducted the poll. The group's Chrissy Esposito says it found that this population often skips getting care due to cost.
They are the most unhappy with the healthcare system. And the common thread seems to be this cost factor, that they cannot afford to get the care that they need, which is really concerning.
Medicaid, Medicare, and CHIP Plus enrollees reported the most satisfaction, with about two-thirds saying the health system meets their needs or those of their family. The state's elections officials are making plans in case the federal government gets involved in local operations. Matt Crane directs Colorado's County Clerks Association. He says those clerks are on alert after the FBI raided an elections office in Georgia.
There's some concern right now about, does ICE go to the polling place as a way to intimidate votes, that kind of thing. So we're worried about all of these things, which is a lot because running elections is not an easy job.
This week, President Donald Trump called for Republicans to nationalize voting in the U.S. In the meantime, a former prisoner reached a settlement in a federal civil rights lawsuit against the state. His attorney says the deal reached last month was for nearly $250,000. The inmate claimed his First Amendment rights were violated in 2016 when he was ordered to shave his beard, which he kept to practice Islam. This is CPR News.